anymore. And there's a space and place of where his heart was before. And he don't even taste the food he eats anymore. And she don't wanna die alone. And he don't wanna die alone. And she wants to live to eat. Don't you dare say that you weren't worried. Where his heart was before, and he don't even taste the food he eats anymore, and he don't wanna die alone, and she don't wanna die alone, and he wants to eat to live.
Yeah, gotta say, we've all been warned. I love Rabbit Habits. That's Man. Crazy names, huh? Crazy names are kind of synonymous with, well, rock bands, and they've been progressing since wherever we've got. Wow, when did they really start? 50s, 40s, whatever. Who cares? Is that important? Well, I don't know. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. We talk about, well, Texas, Texas independence, and the world around us. And, oh, man, it's a crazy world. You know, there's been a lot going on right now, and I just wanted to chill out. Last week after the show, I began thinking what was really, really important, right? Is it the game, right? Oh, yeah, the sports team is playing that sports team. The politics, oh, this politician's, no, wow, that's, wow. Crazy times. Everything's changing. Everything's going fast. And we can look at that. We can look at all sorts of different stuff that's going on. And what does it really matter, right? Okay, yes, martial law, you know, in the United States. Okay, yeah. That's coming soon. They always say that. I've heard that for years. It's a possibility coming up this week as Trump marches, you know, into the White House. Is that going to really happen? Is Barack Obama, the current CEO of the corporate United States, is he going to stay in power and go, yeah, we're going to have to go shoot some Russians or do that or kill the rest of the world? Who knows? Who really knows? I know it's more of a possibility, and that's the grand stage. That's the center ring in the three-ring circus that we call, well, our entertainment society right now, or the corporate media. So what is important? You know, I had a conversation with another broadcaster, I believe it was on Monday, and I asked him that question, and he told me what was really important was the underlying problem of the Federal Reserve System and how no matter what happens with Trump, if you don't address the Federal Reserve System, man, we're just all screwed, right? The debt's going up and up and up and all this fiat currency, and the entire globe has that problem. Yeah, I said, yes, that is important, and I see that. But it's all by design, I thought to myself, and I was just going, man, so what really is important? Well, and I guess you got to know what's going on to figure out what is important. And I refer back to something that I read out on the interwebs. It was a long time ago. Well, not so long. It was, what was it about? It was Lawrence Dugan. Is this guy, right? You know, in, I believe in the 90s, he wrote, well, he didn't write, he kind of recorded his notes on a lecture that was given by Dr. Richard Day. Now, Dr. Richard Day was in charge of Planned Parenthood, and, you know, it was a pediatrics thing, right, by the Pittsburgh Pediatric Society. And so they were talking about kids and, you know, this and that, and this guy, his name is Dr. Richard Day, comes up. Now, this is important, right, because this story takes place, as told, in 1969, and they outline, well, the world we live in today. And you're going, man, you did a really good job, and we're going to get into that as time, you know, We're going to get into that a lot today because that's what I see is important. Understanding the plays and just the direction our society is being pushed and steered, right? Because if you don't know the direction this society is being pushed or steered, you can't counter that. You know,
good morning. It's just
I got a Dave in my ear. Good morning, Dave.
Is it sounding okay now?
Yeah, you sound pretty good right now. You know, folks, we've been having some problems with Dave's Skype thingajig, and we're going to work that out. Let's bring Alan on. Hey, what's up, Alan?
Hey, Dave, you kind of sound like a barbarian this morning.
Thank you.
Well, he's not that new. Anyways, I'm going to focus a lot on the new order of the barbarians, right? But the other thing that I found was really fascinating, and I'm talking about not the center circle of, you know, our three-ring circus we call reality around us, but the riots in Mexico is very curious to me. Dave, have you been following the riots in Mexico?
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to. They're going crazy down there. I don't know what happened. Somebody spiked a tequila, I guess.
How are you following the riots in Mexico? Because I'm having a hard time getting media sources. I talk to a lot of people around here that are from Mexico, and because I figured, you know, they know the best, right? And they're watching it. How do you get your news, and what do you know that's going on down there?
Well, I just saw some of it on Fox News, the international channel. And again, when I get a chance, I tune into One America News, and they seem to be a little more neutral, but I'm not sure what caused all this. They show a lot of people protesting and fighting. They said that some of the problem is they got a lot of people that came from Cuba who are trying to cross over, and all of a sudden that wet foot, dry foot stuff happening. They got a bunch of people stuck at the border, and they got corrupt politicians. So I think they've got a whole lot of headaches at once.
What about you, Alan? You seen anything on that?
Oh, just a report that I've seen on Press TV and RT, Russia Today Television. That's basically all that I've heard about. And they are supposedly rioting over the spike in gasoline prices.
Yeah, I think it's a lot deeper than that. I'd go back and say it's about the drug war, corrupt politicians, the United States, and, the corporate state of corporate country Mexico, and them, you know, the U.S. relationship with all the drug dealers and whatnot, and the people just getting walked on, Trump getting elected, the fact that Mexico gets its GDP, the one greatest thing that it's got is money pouring in from the United States, and there's a threat going on. I mean, it's very complex and convoluted. The one part that I like to laugh about, Alan, is President Nieto. What do you think? Does that sound like Frankie?
Well, we've delved into that already, you know, whether he's related to them or not. And so far, I don't think that we're very close in that familiar line there. But, the Mexican government, the same 13 families supposedly have been ruling Mexico. And I don't know, maybe this is a sign that the Mexican people are actually going to start standing up for themselves and try to correct their own country instead of coming north and turning ours into what they left. I don't know.
I know. It's also a positive thing. You know, and as I talk to, you know, folks here that were from Mexico, they focus on the basic things, the looting, the rioting, how that shouldn't happen. But I'm like, man, it's got to come from the people. They've got to throw off the chains. And, you know, they have a big enemy because the cartels have lots of guns and they're willing to use them. And the politicians have a lot of guns and they're willing to use them. And what do they got? Empty gas tanks and whatnot?
Well, Steve, you remember that one time when we were watching, it wasn't Nieto, but who was it before Nieto? President, we were watching that his inauguration. You remember that? And all of a sudden it flicks out to the audience out there, and everyone is giving a fascist salute. I mean, it almost looked like Nazi Germany.
Yep. There you go again. That's funny. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that because I thought that needed a little bit more attention, and maybe people are getting up to speed on that. We'll see what that happens, you know. I mean, you can watch a lot of news, right? You can really focus on, let's go to Drudge and let's, wow, there's Trump's doing, oh, China's over there. Wow, look at that. Oh, look, there's people from California putting up videos about stupid stuff. Look, a puppy. Wow, puppy. Let's watch a puppy. But that's not too important. You know, on the Texas front, Alan, Kyle Biederman was over at the live broadcast of the Doc Green Show, and we got to sit in on that interview and listen to him, and I'm thinking Daniel Miller might have another ally up there on the Capitol Hill, or he might actually be a politician that, well, is going to do something. I have a critical nature, and like I told you when I was when I saw you, that all I could hear was your voice telling me, let's see, wait till he does something, because there are politicians. What did you think when you heard Kyle Biederman talk?
I was thinking that if he's really going to try to implement everything that he's talking about trying to do, he better have as good a security team as Donald Trump does.
Yeah, that's kind of a sad place. You get a chance to watch that, Dave?
No, I looked it up, but it wasn't posted yet, so I wasn't able to get it.
Hey, we got a chat room, by the way, folks, and I'll go ahead and I'll throw that link into the chat room. It's Doc Green. You know, he covers the Texas front and the United States. He's an interesting broadcaster. I really like him a lot. And this would be Doc Green on Friday here in Fredericksburg live. Whoa! And, yeah, it's a good clip, and I'll throw that in here in a second. Now, man, I don't remember where I wanted to go next, except, hey, Sam, do you got that clip queued up? I'm just kind of wondering, because we're going to dive deep into this Dr. Richard Day stuff and find out what was going on. So let's just go ahead and start it off right now, and why don't you cue the clip? No, hold on before you hit play. Well, let me give the little preface. Now, this is a tape recording that was made by Dr. Lawrence Dugan. And so he recorded a whole bunch of tapes. Remember tapes, guys? They were kind of like little cassette thingies and yeah, whatever you remember. And so he recorded a whole bunch of them. These are his words, and he's trying to, well, describe what happened in 1969. Now's a good time to hit play.
People get used, the statement was, people will have to get used to the idea of change. So used to change that they'll be expecting change. Nothing will be permanent. This often came out in the context of a society of where people seem to have no roots or moorings, but would be passively willing to accept change simply because that was all they had ever known. This was sort of in contrast to generations of people up until this time where certain things you expect to be and remain in place as reference points for your life. So change was to be brought about, change was to be anticipated and expected and accepted, no questions asked. Another comment that was made from time to time during the presentation was, people are too trusting. People don't ask the right questions. Sometimes being too trusting was equated with being too dumb. But sometimes when he would say that and say, people don't ask the right questions, it was almost with a sense of regret, as if he were uneasy with what he was a part of and wished that people would challenge it and maybe not be so trusting. Another comment that was repeated from time to time, this particularly in relation to changing laws and customs and specific changes, he said, everything has two purposes. One is the ostensible purpose, which will make it acceptable to people. And second is the real purpose, which would further the goals of establishing the new system and having it. Frequently, he would say, there's no other way. There's just no other way. This seemed to come as a sort of an apology, particularly when at the conclusion of describing some particularly
okay, so
offensive
Dave,
changes.
Can you pause that real quick? You know, there's no other way. There's no other way. Well, see, Dr. Richard Day was part of Planned Parenthood. And they're a eugenics organization. They're meant to, well, they're allegedly meant to make your lives better. And what's their ultimate goal? Global depopulation, I believe. I don't know. Hey, Doc, did you get a chance to look into this whole thing? I know I gave you a short heads up that we were going to go here.
Well, yeah, I was pretty familiar with the original term barbarians because it went back to the Greek times. And so I looked into what you had told me about, and what I did find, the gentleman was talking about that in this modern era, if you're against a lot of these liberal, bleeding heart, crazy beliefs, you're going to be part of what is called a new barbarian age, because you're standing up for what you believe and values. And so pretty much anything that would make you a kind of conservative person was going to make you a new barbarian in this modern age, according to him.
So that's where you think that the legend, the lore, is called the New Order of the Barbarians. And so you think he was talking about, well, you and me, because we don't, well, I don't know. Are they talking about us? Are we the barbarians because we don't want to go along with their stuff?
That's what he said. And they talked about, in the old days, barbarian was anybody that started out not speaking Greek. And it didn't get a negative tone until the latter part of the Roman Empire. And then the main thing about barbarians was they defended themselves against enemies, but also against the kind of things that we're seeing in the liberal media today and the Democratic Party. They were against a lot of the things that are going on like today. So if they stood up for themselves, they were barbarians. And then they had barbarians that were on one different issues. You could almost say they were like politicians back then, because some were with the Romans, some were against. And that's what he was talking about today, is you're going to reach a point where just by standing up for what you believe is right, you're going to be part of the new barbarians.
Well, okay then. You know, if he said it, then it must be. I don't know. It's not necessarily true. Alan, any thoughts?
I was just wondering where the term barbarian came from. Was that possibly from the Barbary pirates somehow, some derivation of their cruelty and or lack of sophistication, or what?
What do you mean? The use in this context of a group of people that want to take over the world and limit its population? Is that what you're talking about, or as far back as
you go? The original root of the word, where it came from, you know, a Barbary. Yeah. You know, the only thing I could consign.
It came from Homer.
With. Okay.
Yeah, Homer was describing, I think they called them Carians, and he had some kind of a Barbanol name for them. But at that time, it wasn't good or bad. It was just a description of anybody that didn't speak Greek. And then over time, things like Attila the Hun, he was probably the most famous barbarian. And so barbarian got associated eventually with raiding and taking over, but in the barbarian view, they were defending and protecting their way of life.
And of course, in our day and age, when we think of barbarian, we think of Conan.
Conan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's behind all this. He's the new barbarian. Republic of Texas Radio, hang on, we're going to hit the break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He's a barbarian. She's a barbarian. They're all barbarians. And, well, I guess they're barbarians because they don't want to conform to, well, a small group. Or we don't even know how big this group is. But we were talking about Dr. Richard Day and a little meeting that he had with the Pediatric Society. He was a eugenist, part of Planned Parenthood and all this. And he was talking about this group of individuals that were going to, well, that were bump steering reality around us, because they were bump steering the corporate United States of America back in 1969, and they must have been all over the globe. It was a global takeover of our consciousness. And they've succeeded. Because, you know, Dr. Lawrence Dugan, right? He just watched that from 1969 forward and finally got fed up and put it all on tape. And we're playing a little bit about that tape and about that revelation, because I find that that is important. You know, if you know what they're doing to you and how they want you to behave, and a lot of these things have become entrenched in our psyches. You know, the latest rendition we talk about quite frequently, we call them the millennials, but they are the epitome of what Dr. Richard Day said was going to happen. And you look at him and you go, whoa. So this control model is coming down around us. We talk about Texas independence, but you can't ignore the world around you, folks. So I can tell you a little bit about, you know, Kyle Biederman's going to go up there and, you know, give... Well, he wants to get together with the Texas Nationalists to a certain extent, not really get together and go, hey, man, let's shake hands, whatever. No, but he wants to give the Texas people a voice in independence, and that's great, right? Let's just talk about it. But we still need to understand where we are today. And, well, what's important? What's important about the New Order of the Barbarians, if you want to call it that way? I see that that is kind of like a... Wow, it almost feels, well, it is, it's been labeled a conspiracy theory, or perhaps nowadays, what's its latest rendition called, Doc?
I'm not sure. When I read through that, it was so generalized, but, you know, the barbarian term kept coming up.
So you really... saw that as the barbarian term as the major thing. Well, I'm looking at one site currently, and it's drrichardday.wordpress.com. I'll throw the link in here in a little bit. But it's a well-done thing, and I'm sure the media would call it, quote-unquote, fake news. And but it's kind of crazy because, well, I look at the stuff, right, and they have everything that we're dealing with right now in a society. They have the reprogramming, the pushing of... Okay, part of this whole lecture was how they couldn't stop people from being sexually active, right? That they needed to force them, not really force them, bump them into hypersexuality. And so they were going to push that direction, right? Then they were also going to... well, do a no-holds-bar thing, right, and start teaching sex in the schools so people would start getting sexually active at a younger age. So that's part of the whole lecture. And everybody goes, well, we have to teach about sex in the schools. And you go, what? I don't really get that. Why? Why don't we deal with it as it is? Because now we lump all these kids together and they get their training wheels when they're in I think it's like the third grade or the fourth grade here in Texas, where they say, well, part of the curriculum is you gotta start talking about sex. Now these kids are gonna be like, well, 8, 9, somewhere around there when they start telling them about this stuff. And by the time they've gotten the upgrade in fifth grade and upgrade in sixth grade, and you lump them all together and you tell them trans blah 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 is, you know, in fashion, and you might be one of those. Well, they're creating this. They're creating this big time, Alan. Don't you see that? I know that.
Yeah. Some people out there might be lost with exactly what we're talking about. A quick overview here. This was a conference, and at one point, Dr. Day stood up there and said, okay, turn off all recording devices. I don't want anyone taking notes, anything else. He said, I'm going to tell you the future, what's going to happen in the future. And this is how... another way that you can tell that all this stuff has been planned long in advance, and there is a playbook, and they are going by a specific script. He stood up there and told them that this is what's going to happen in the future, and there's a... well, we'll get back to it afterwards. Yeah. Here.
Yeah, let's hit the break. Be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round, and for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So I have a question for you. So you come to the understanding that a group of people is trying to take over, well, reality around you. What do you do? Do you walk out to the corner and say, hey, excuse me, you know, there's this group of people and they want to, well, take away your freedom and liberty, take away your family, well, end families completely. I don't think that that would work. I know you might not have the correct context, and I'm going to hand it back to Alan to maybe help try to understand the situation. I might be getting a little sideways on us, Alan.
Well, I mean, they do create the reality around us. I mean, that's what they do with television and with all the sources of information. I mean, if you sit down and read your local newspaper, more than likely it is a part of this larger combine that has control of all the media. And you are getting only a localized version of what's going on in the world, but your local environment is also being created for you through your little small town newspaper, through your small town radio stations. The control factor is very well entrenched. Whether this guy, this Dr. Day, whether he had a pang of conscience, whether he was showing off what he knew, and you know, was trying to wow him, you know, that's like now some secret stuff. You're in a special club. Who knows what his motivations were, but yeah, he pretty much sat down and laid out what was going on. This one guy here paid attention and made notes afterwards and sat there and watched what was going on in the world around him, according to what this guy said, and it matched up pretty good, didn't it?
one thing that was curious, and we're going to play the clip here in a second, is he kept saying there's no other way. He kept repeating that one sentence, and it reminds me of a bar I was in at one point, and this guy comes over to me, and he starts talking, and he says, you know, I think our society is, heading for tough times. And I said, yeah, I agree. And he says, no, I mean, really tough times. And I said, yeah, I agree. And he goes, no, I mean, we may have to start fending for ourselves and growing our own food. And I said, yeah, I think you're right. And he kept looking at me and going, no, you don't get it. And I'm going like, yeah, dude, I get it. And I'm not going to come against your paradigm because, well, I kind of share what your sentiment, your thoughts. And I thought that he was looking for somebody to say, no, it doesn't have to go that way, and to maybe reassure him, get him to switch positions, because he didn't like looking at the world around us. And perhaps that's the same thing with Richard Day. He wanted to say, to have somebody say, no, there's another way. Well, I can say there's another way, right? We need to get back to family. We need to get back to the area we were in the 1800s, the early 1900s, where family was important. We have a lot of basic issues. The basic issues are, well, one, property ownership is really high. Getting rid of the Federal Reserve, this fake fiat stuff. Getting rid of out-of-control governments. And how are we going to do that? I really don't know. Hey, what do you think there, Dave? Before we go to the clip, we'll play a little bit more here in a second.
Well, I think Dr. Day was on the money, and I found a thing. I just posted it on our Skype deal from a Jack Donovan back in 2013, and it really shows what you guys were just talking about and what he was telling us ahead of time, because he said, if you believe that all men are not created equal, if you believe that free men should have access to firearms, if you believe that the government cannot be trusted to regulate every aspect of your life, if you believe that race means blood and heritage, not just skin color, and then at the bottom he said, if you believe any or all of these things, that according to the state and the corporations and the academia and the media, you're stupid, psycho, hillbilly, neo-Nazi, woman-hating, wife-beating, homophobe, throwback, reactionary Neanderthal, and this is where their barbarians come in.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a look at that clip. Man, it's a lot to chew on. Hey, Sam, if you're ready, why don't you cue up the clip I sent you earlier and hit the little play button.
Maybe. From time to time throughout the presentation, just having a general bearing on the whole presentation. One of the statements was having to do with change. The statement was, people will have to get used to the idea of change, so used to change that they'll be expecting change. Nothing will be permanent. This often came out in the context of a society of where people seem to have no roots or moorings, but would be passively willing to accept change simply because that was all they had ever known. This was sort of in contrast to generations of people up till this time, where certain things you expect to be and remain in place as reference points for your life. So change was to be brought about, change was to be anticipated and expected and accepted, no questions asked.
Okay, hit pause real quick. Now, that one, Alan, do you see that today? I know that's a loaded question.
Well, of course I do. You know, him talking about change, it brings me back to Charlotte Iserby, you know, who started hearing about these change agents. A friend of hers, you know, said, yeah, I'm going to this conference, but I really can't go. Do you want to go? It's their conference for change agents. And she started looking into this. This is what got her looking into all this stuff. She started seeing all this strange things going on in the Department of Education. And she went in and she started paying attention to what they were saying, what they were planning, what their long-range goals were. And she started recording all of it and looking into it and delving further back into it and pretty much figured out and wrote down a timeline of implementation for you know, the drug culture coming in, the sexual revolution coming in, how they're going to bring homosexuality into the school system, how to make it acceptable, you know, make it a normal lifestyle, all these different things. You know, she tracked it all the way back to 1928 with John Dewey. You know, when this stuff really started, they started the control, the takeover of the school system, which is the control of society, because you get control of the young up-and-comers, and what do you have? You have a bunch of, you know, people who are indoctrinated to a certain perspective, and, you know, that we send our children to these schools, you know, so they can get smart. We're sending them to the smart people, and so, you know, and we tell the children to listen to your teachers. So if the teachers are spouting all this nonsense that we know is nonsense, but we don't know because we're not allowed to go into the schools and see the curriculum that's being taught, so the kids are just a complete 180 of what their parents might have grown up, you know, doing and what their parents think that society should be. And it's just we've just gotten lost and we've lost contact and the family unit has been dissolved.
Yeah, well, I hear you. You know, I think about that change thing, and you can see it on so many different levels. You talked to me previously about, you know, how it's done in the movies nowadays. It's always fast cuts, bling, bling, fast action. Here, clip, 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 clip. And it drives people kind of crazy that are used to, you know, that have longer attention spans. But it's good for profits because the money really comes from the millennials, right? The ones that are sitting there willing to get a credit card and, you know, use that credit card to go to a movie to see the latest rendition of Wonder Woman kicking some guy's butt with her sidekick, the dorky little white guy. You know, that's what I see when I think about change. I think about it a little differently, Alan.
The subtle manipulation, yes. Everything that comes out of Hollywood has a point of view that they want gotten across, and it's very subtle a lot of times. Sometimes it's just very blatant. Like I sat down recently and was watching, and my cousin said, "Oh, you want to sit and watch a movie with us?" And I sat down and started watching, and it was a movie about the Manhattan Project, and I believe it was Oppenheimer. I can't remember which scientist it focused on, but. You know, I thought it was, you know, going to be a movie on, you know, the development of the atomic bomb and everything. The movie ends up being that supposedly this brilliant nuclear scientist was a raging homosexual, and this good-looking woman took pity on him and married him, you know, as a convenience. And he was really a raging homosexual. And no way, if anyone would have known that, they would have not listened to his nuclear theories and all this stuff. And instead of being about the bomb, it was about how this homosexual guy, you know, bro, you know, raised above his, you know, his oppression, and, you know, helped save the country. Mm-hmm. And I just had to get up and just walk out.
I know, it has a subtle backstory in there. It really isn't about the bomb at all, right? It's about oppression. But then we've been under 8 years of hyper programming, you know, with the corporate CEO, Barack Insane Obama. I kind of like that insane in there, but man, what do you call that guy? He has so many names. Dave, what do you think?
Well, I think, like I said, they nailed it, and look what's going on today. Craziest stuff I've ever seen, and I looked at all the history of all the presidents, and never before an inauguration has all this crazy stuff been going on, which makes me think that just maybe all their planning and scripting got messed up a little bit with Trump. He was just powerful enough and rich enough to not have to let him win. And they're having hell right now. They're going crazy with the inauguration coming up. They're going crazy with trying to screen all these guys for his cabinet. So the change that they wanted isn't coming at this moment, and it seems like it's got them all going stir crazy.
Yeah, I get that, and I understand your position there, but I can't share it because I really do think it's a circus. And I think it's a great script. They've been writing scripts for a long, long dang time. I mean, we look at Carrie Fisher. She's dead, right? You know, and they're sitting there trying to figure out how to get her into the next movie. Actually, they know how to get her into the next movie, and they're planning on doing it because they're able to take a person wrapped in, you know, purple, whatever, and then superimpose the image of Carrie Fisher. Now, that's the three-ring circus of Hollywood, right, that can do anything at this point. We've thrown so much money that direction. And so if we are to expect that the reality manufacturers, the ones that have, you know, screwed up, they made it the wrong move, and they've they've mistakenly allowed Trump to become president, you know, I think we'd be giving them a little too little credit. And I know that show's still going on, right? And I hope you're right, Doc, but I don't think you are.
Well, look at history, and you won't find anywhere where sitting senators go on the news stations and say, the president-elect is illegitimate. We can't have him. We're not going to recognize him. I can't remember in a time anywhere in history where different stars refused to perform. And I know people here in Houston that went to the Obama inaugural that had no desire to perform for him at all, but considered it an honor for the office, not the person. So something's different this time. I really hope I'm right. If this is all scripted, they're more genius than we even thought they were.
Oh, no, I understand the genius. And like I said, I wish I could admire it, but it's just evil. We don't think like this, Doc. You've got to understand that's one of the harder things to do, is to understand the real depths of the human depravity that goes on behind closed doors. You don't see this stuff out in the open. You know, they do this stuff, and they find each other through, I'm sorry to say, organizations like the Masons and all these groups. They make you feel special. You get into higher and higher orders. They see who will blindly and blatantly accept, you know, an order, just from a superior, and will carry out that order without any thought or consideration as to what it might be for or what they might be actually doing. That's how they find each other. They find each other, the one-up and brown-nosed and backstabbing rat bastards of this world, find each other through this way, and they continue to do stuff behind the scenes. And they are brilliant. There are some great, very brilliant people out there. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Hey, Alan, that goes back to a conversation that we had several years back where you outlined the whole globalist agenda and the, you know, path towards a one world government that stirred a conversation, right? And then the guy and his wife goes, man, what if all this is true, right? Because she had all the pieces. And what do we do? And he goes, well, I want to be on that side. That's the winning side. But they're hurting people, she said. Because I remember her driving up to your house and telling us that, well, he's on their side. And I don't like that side. Do you remember that conversation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, one of the most insecure people I've ever been around. And he is one of the ones who is counseling our troops coming back with PTSD and after doing who knows what over there. Yeah. I remember that very vividly.
And that's the kind of a person that actually is in the know and decides to actually just go, well, hey, I'm just going to go along, man. You know, as long as I'm safe, I'm okay. And I guess that's the insecurity, Alan. I guess that is, you know, because they're not strong enough to stand up and say, no, I don't really like that. Well, I guess we are, and we're doing that today on our show. We're talking about the New Order of the Barbarians. Now, the New Order of the Barbarians is important. At least it was important to me, because when I bumped into it several years ago, I read the entire document. The document was a transcript of Dr. Lawrence Dugan's tape series. Now, as I read that, you know, and I do encourage you to go out and do the research yourself if you can, because I noticed stuff that was within me that was included in that. And I said, well, that didn't come from me. That came from them. And once you understand that they gave that to me, and I didn't have a chance to do anything but accept it at the time. But now that I'm cognitive of what they did to me, how do I react, right? So you got things in this, and I'll stick on that subject that I was talking about, the hypersexuality. You know, before the 1960s and the big push towards free and open sex, you know, and I know there was a big sexy revolution back in the days of swinging or swing music in the early 1900s, but it really didn't start getting pushed until the 60s. And it's sex, sex, sex. That's all it is. So if you know that you're, well, the people that are, I hate to say the word enemies, but they are. So we'll just deal with that. If your enemies are saying you should act like this, how should you act? Hey, hang on, folks. We're going to hit the break, and we'll be back right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now. It's too
late. Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas radio show. Hey, we got a chat room going. They're kicking up some interesting little comments about what's going on in the world around us today. We're talking a lot about the new order of the barbarians and, well, the control mechanism that is around us. A little bit ago in the chat room, there was a discussion of, well, how they're controlling us. And I see Captain Fred's out there in the chat room, and you're sitting there. You mentioned the pineal gland. And that's another thing. So they got to suppress our bodies. There's got to be different attacks. You know, one of the attacks is, of course, the genetically modified crops, right? GM foods are, they just were just blessed by the Clintons, and they said, well, just they looks like an orange, go ahead, ship it out, right? Looks like corn, yeah, let's just pass it. Well, we don't know anything about it. When people want to say stuff that's against it, yeah, good luck there. Anyways, one of the things that Lawrence Dugan talked about was how Dr. Day was saying that they needed to control the food production because with that they can control the food production. They're poisoning us with GM foods. It's really, a lot of tests have come through that stuff is killing us. And what are you going to do? I mean, organic food is very expensive. The food around us is very expensive today. I wish I could sit there and buy all organic, but I'm not rich, folks. In fact, I'm surviving, right? You know, that's where we are. But back to Dr. Fred talked about the pineal gland. The pineal gland, man, you know, you have to go into old teachings to find out what the pineal gland actually is. They call it the third eye. And, Doc, you're a doctor. What do you know about the pineal gland?
Well, it, along with the hypothalamus and the pituitary and the adrenals and the thyroid regulates mood. And so if you can control the foods and taint them to upset the pineal gland or mold it the way you want it, you can kind of control moods and thought patterns and metabolisms. And there's a whole lot of things you can do. I mean, everything works together. The glands are considered the endocrine system. And if you can control that, you know, you've got your on-off switch.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of the stuff that I've read in the past is, you know, fluoride is really good at calcifying the pineal gland. Is that myth, lore? Do you know anything about that?
Well, yeah, fluoride's very bad for all those endocrine glands, particularly the thyroid. And, you know, you mentioned a little while ago about a lot of people just going along to get along because they don't want to rock the boat. But I think also the case is a lot of people see a way to easy street without really being the bad guy. I remember years ago in a movie, I forget, Lee Marvin was selling guns to the Indians, and one of the guys asked him, "Don't you feel guilty selling guns that could be used against your own people?" And he said, $10,000 cuts a lot of family ties.
Mm-hmm. Well,
once again, we got subtle installation of greed into society.
We've got a lot more to talk about, folks. Hang in there. Republic of Texas Radio.
Hey, with all that they had to give, made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. Life is us, my friends. We are.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And he don't even taste the food he eats anymore.